So last week we discussed, we said that we're going to discuss what the pasuk means, Ksavta mal mezuzos beisecho v'sharecha. So we said last week that that the mezuzah is chayiv abayis. Abayis is a makom of dalet al dalet, and that's chayiv in the mezuzah. So let's today discuss, we'll start off discussing what does it mean b'sharecha. Ksavta mal mezuzos beisecho v'sharecha. In the mezuzahs of your gateways. What's b'sharecha? So the Gemara on Yuma, page 22, in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says, Tana Rabbanan b'sharecha, echad sharei batim, echad sharei chatzeres, echad sharei medinas, echad sharei ayoros, ish b'em chovas mezuzah, chovas mitzvah, l'mokam mishum shenemar, v'ksavta mezuzahs b'sharecha, u'b'sharecha. So the Gemara says like this, that we would have thought that the chov of mezuzah is only on a house. And a house, we discussed last week, a house means every room, al pi halacha, is considered a house. Every room, al pi halacha, is considered a house. That's why we have a separate mezuzah in every single room. Because every single room that's dalet amos, al dalet amos, is considered a bayis bifnei atzma and has its own chov of mezuzah. So the Gemara is mechadesh to us based on the pasuk v'sharecha that not only is a bayis chayiv, but if you have a city and there's a wall around the city, okay? If you have a wall around the city, well, you would think maybe the old city of Yerushalayim, right? That would be an example. We'll see in a second why it's not a good example, but in theory it would be a good example, that if you have a walled city, and the walled city has openings, has doorways, so the doorways, the Shar Ha'ir, is also chayiv in the mezuzah as well. Even though it's not going into a bayis per se, it's going into the ear, but the Shar Ha'ir is chayiv, and that's learned out from this word, b'sharecha. That echad shar, if it's a gateway leading into your house, or leading into chatzar, or leading into the ayaros, leading into the city, it's chayiv in the mezuzah. But Rashi says on the third line, shariyah chishma mechoza v'yirubon Yisrael. So Rashi says that the halacha that shar ha'ir is chayiv in mezuzah is only if most of the inhabitants in the city are Jews. The most inhabitants of the city are Jews, so then the then you chayiv in mezuzah. Then there's a chayiv mezuzah on the Shar Ha'ir. So the old city of Yerushalayim is not mostly Jews. So if it's Rov Akum, then there's no chayiv. It happened to be that there are mezuzahs, I think, on some of the right, Shar Yafo, etc. So, I mean, poskim say that even if you're not chayiv in mezuzah, you can still put it up. But technically speaking, it wouldn't be chayiv in mezuzah, because a shar chatzeris is only chayiv in mezuzah if it's Rov Yisrael. It has to be Rov Yisrael. So that we learn out, u'bisharecha, that the shar here is chayiv in mezuzah. The only place that I know that has a chayiv mezuzah based on this is in Seagate in Brooklyn. This, right? Seagate is mukaf. It has to be a surrounded area, right? It's totally surrounded by wall. And all sides, and there's an opening, a gateway. So that's, and it's Rov Yisrael. So it's very hard to find that today. So in Seagate, they have that situation. The only thing is, the poskim write that if you're afraid that the mezuzah is going to be taken down because so many goyim come by and it's going to be mutilated and destroyed, so then the poskim say then you don't have to put up a mezuzah. So what they did there, what they were planning to do there, Orphans has, they were going to put up the mezuzah case without the parsha, and see how that lasted. And if that would last, then they would put in the parsha itself. And I haven't been there recently. Last time I was there, I didn't notice the mezuzah there. But that's a real chiv. I mean, lulei this other concern of that it's not safe. So that's the din of bisharecha. There's another halakha of bisharecha that doesn't appear directly in the Gemara. And doesn't appear directly in the Gemara, but it's also learned out from this word, Bisharecha. And that is found in the Rambam. Take a look on page 23 in the Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam discusses all the criteria that are required in order for a area to have a chiyuv mezuzah. And the Rambam says there are 10 qualifications that you have to fulfill. And it's all or nothing. If you don't fulfill all 10, then there's no chiyuv mezuzah. So he goes and he lists them. And he says, Asara Tanoim Yesh Bais, Vachaka Hishaiv Hadar Bolasus Lo Mezuzah. Vim Chiser Tnai Echad Mehem, if you're missing one thing, Potter Min HaMezuzah, Eluhain. Sheyebo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, oh yes sir. It has to be at least Dalar Amos and Dalar Amos, which Rav Moshe Feinstein says is 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. And we discussed that last week. That was v'shtiyenu shtei mezuzos, means it has to have two side posts. The yellow mashkot, and then there's on the top of the two side posts, there's a post on top of that. We'll just v'yellow tikra, it has to be a roof. So that's the kasha the Rishonim ask. We just got through saying that if you have a walled city, you have to put a mezuzah up, but the city's not doesn't have a roof on the city. So the Rishonim need to say because that's not the. In other words, you only need a roof if the derech is to have a roof. For the city, the derech is not to have a roof, so you don't need a roof. But if you would have a house that doesn't have a roof, so then there wouldn't be chayiv in mezuzah. Oh, now the key thing of the Rambam, the key contribution that the Rambam made to Hilchos Mezuzah is the following. This thing. View lo delosos. That the Rambam Shita is that the only time there's a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah is a doorway that has a door. If there's no door, there's no chiyuv in mezuzah according to the Rambam. Now, we know that we don't follow that, right? Right, in all our homes, we have mezuzahs on doorways that don't have doors. So la halacha, we don't paskin like this Rambam fully. Take a look from page 25, Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezvav. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, "Habayis afal pisha eino dlosos chayiv mezuzah v'yesh misha poter." So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the two opinions. In other words, the normal shita of everyone else, all the Rishonim, is that if there's no door, you still chayiv in mezuzah. And the Rambam shita is that if there's no door, you're pater legamri. You're pater legamri. So we don't follow this Rambam. The only thing that we do follow, as the Shach alludes to, is that in deference to the Rambam's opinion, when we put up a mezuzah in a doorway that doesn't have a door, we don't make a bracha. Right? Since the Rambam sheet is that it's not chayiv bechlal, so even though we're machmir to put one up, we put one up without a bracha, and that's how. And that's how it's mekubal to do. That we put up mezuzahs even in doorways that don't have doors, but without a bracha. And therefore, many times usually when people put up mezuzahs, they put up mezuzahs like the whole house at once. Now you have 10 different rooms. So what you have to do is you have to put it up. The first one that you put up should be in a room that is 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches minimally, and has a door. That should be the one that you make the bracha on. And then the other ones you'll put up afterwards. And even the ones that need brachas will be pottered by this one, by the first one. And the ones that don't, you won't make a bracha. But if you're in a situation where you're only putting up a mezuzah on this doorway, say for some reason that doorway still needed a mezuzah and you didn't put it up together with the others, so then you just kovei the mezuzah without a bracha. Oh, so why am I bringing? Yeah.
Back a little question. As extreme shock, and so when they put the carpet in our apartment, they took the door off one of the bedrooms and put the door back on. Would we have to, since it was putter and then outside again?
Right. So what you should do is, in other words, the question he's asking is, what if you had a mezuzah on the doorway, and then they took off your door, and now they put it back. So when they took off your door, according to the Rambam, now the mezuzah is now the Pesach Nachayv mezuzah. So when they put it back up, that could be a problem of Tasev Lom and Asui. Right? There's a concept in Halach of Tasev Lom and Asui that the Gemara has in Sukkah, that when you put something up, it has to be behechsher, and if it became not behechsher, you have to re-put it up. So therefore, Poskim would say that it's best to take the mezuzah down and put it up again. I wouldn't make a bracha because you just took it down. The halacha is when you take off your talus to go to the bathroom, so you don't make a bracha again because it's too short of a time. So if you take something down, you put it right back up, it's you don't make a bracha. But if you say you're checking your mezuzahs and you can bring it to the sofa, and even the best case scenario, it's going to be a couple of hours before you put them back up, then you have to make a bracha. In other words, the klal is that you only make a bracha on the mitzvah if you resume it miyad, then you don't have to. If you just took off your tzitzis you had to do something and you took off your tzitzis for a short time and then you put it back on, took it off for 20 minutes or something like that, you don't make another bracha when you put it back on. But if you took it off for a couple of hours, then you have to make another bracha. So when you took off the mezuzahs for a couple of hours to get them checked, so then when you put them back, you make a bracha on the one that has the door. So in your case, when you took off the door from the thing, so then you should take the mezuzah and put it back on without a bracha. Yeah. You're right. Well, the original seal, right. So, right. Not everyone agrees that you have to, but I think it's a good hanhaga to do so. But there's definitely a poskim that say that if the original seal was behechsher, then you don't have to. Yeah.
If we're holding that, you can hold it up where there's no doors.
No, because according to the Rambam's opinion, when once the door is down, so now it's like you don't have a doorway that's chayav in mezuzah.
So,
right, but we always choshish for the Rambam l'chumra. Yeah. Maybe you'd say that too.
Door was never there, and I just added to it. There's a plain doorway, so even if I added doors, so I should take the mezuzah down before.
If it's not too much of a tircha, you could do it. Okay, now what does this have to do with what we discussed? We started the shir today with the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph, that says Bisharecha means that even the Shar Ha'ir is chayiv in mezuzah. So now I'm telling you another halacha that you need a door. So what does this have to do? So take a look on page 24 in the Kesef Mishnah. So it says that the Chachmei Lunil Shalom Rabbeinu. So the Chachmei Lunil always asked the Rambam the rationale for his psakim. But where does he get this from? Right? Where does it say that it needs to be a door? So look at the second arrow. He says, "Shekol Pesach she'endol d'losos Pesach Mikri Sharlo Mikri." That from this word, Bisharecha. In other words, the Gemara used Bisharecha to teach you the din of Shar Ha'ir. The Rambam's Mechadesh on his own. I mean, there is a Gemara that he interprets that, but the Rambam says that that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Beisecha uVisharecha means that you have to put it on a bias that has a Shar. What's a Shar? A gate. A door is a gate. A door is a type of a gate. So he says that's Pshat in Chumash. That you should put up a mezuzah on a bias, and a bias, as we said last week, means every single room is a bias b'fnei atzma, but only a bias that's b'sharecha, that has a shar to it, that is a gate to it, and a door is a gate, and that's the Rambam Shita. Okay, good. So that's the two things, the two main things we learn out from Uber Sharecha. Take a look now on page 26. So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Reish Pei Zayin Aleph, Ein HaPesach Chayv Mezuzah Ken Yesh Lo Shtei Mezuzah Sumashkuf. So, there was, in order for the door to be chayav mezuzah, you need shtei mezuzos u'mashka. So, again, these two things, the vertical pieces of wood here, are the mezuzos, and this is the mashka. Okay? So, let's give an example. There's some semi-common in certain situations, where the side posts go all the way to the ceiling. The side posts go all the way to the ceiling. So if the side posts go all the way to the ceiling, so that means you have shtei mezuzos, but you don't have a mashkof. Because in order to be a mashkof, you either need this separate piece over here, or even if you don't have the separate piece, you need at least a drop in the ceiling. But if you don't have a drop in the ceiling, then there's no chiyuv of mezuzah. So there's no Indian to put a mezuzah up because it doesn't have a mashkof. So you need shtei mezuzahs and a mashkof. And if it's not shtei mezuzahs, then you know. Now very often, you know, you see this door is a perfect type of door because it has the extra piece of wood here which delineates a doorpost. So therefore, that's a clear shtei mezuzos in mashkof. But very often, you don't have that. What you have is like this. You have a room like this, and it just comes to an end. The wall, you have a drop in the ceiling over here. So we assume that if the kosel comes to an end, so that's called the shtei mezuzos are the soap kosel. So if you would have, this is a bird's eye view. So if you would have a room like this, so you put a mezuzah over here. That the ends of the wall is considered like the shtei mezuzos. But a lot of times, what you have is you have a drop in the ceiling, and then the wall is here, but then the wall continues. So you have a drop in the ceiling, and it's in the middle of the wall. So if it's in the middle of the wall, so then that's not called a mezuzah. So then you're not going to put, it's only if the wall comes to the end, so then according to certain Rishonim, you should put it up without a bracha. But if the wall continues and it's just you have an arch in the middle, you have an arch in the middle, but the two walls continue. There's no jutting out, and there's no end of a wall. In other words, if the walls jut out, even though it's got a separate doorpost, that's considered shnei mezuzos. But if the walls continue, and the drop in the ceiling is in the middle, so then there wouldn't be a chiyuv mezuzah.
Do these qualifications also apply to the harash of the hazaz tal patach? I would not say no about shnei mezuzos tal mashpel.
Wow, that's a very good question, but not so much of a nafkamina. I mean, it was a harasha, and it happened one time in Jewish history, and when it happens again, we'll worry about it. But it's not. I mean, you're right. These things are learned from those halachas, but I don't know. You know, if there's any significance of whether it was knowing or was not knowing in those, because harasha might have a hava. I'll tell you the only issue it's not the time for this year now, but the other issue is Simon Nun Hei and Or HaChaim. The discussion of you always have this. You have a big shiur room. You're davening mincha, and there's always the latecomers that are davening. You know, like room 101. You know, the latecomers are davening outside. So are they considered part of the minyan or not? Because there's a door between the two, and that's a discussion in the poskim whether you should try to move yourself in if you can or. A lot of times there are 10 people on the other side anyway, so they have their own minion. But that's where it comes up in halacha. Lagabe sirif laminion. But lagabe other areas, it's not as much. Yeah.
If you hadn't had the door like one plank that went across, but then you had a hole over it, above that, in the ceiling. Down to that little plank. Does that count or
was
there?
Yeah.
That would count,
in other words, if you have shnei mezuzos and something on top.
Even though you have a whole station.
Right. In other words, a drop in the ceiling means that's a normal way. In other words, if this part from here upward would be a hole, it still would be higher because you have shnei mezuzos and a mashkof. It's that.
What if you had
a little weirder?
Let's say you had the sides also, you just had two sides, and then they didn't connect to a wall. Because you had a door with a frame standing in the
room. Right, so that's the Chazanisha's discussion.
Right.
No, so the Chazanisha has a discussion. How come every time we build an Eruv in a community, how come we don't put mezuzahs on the Eruv? Because what is an Eruv? A Ksuras HaPesach. It's a Ksuras HaPesach. So that's a Pesach. So we should put... Right, there's no wall. It's all... Right? So why don't we put... why don't we put mezuzahs on our... On our Eruv?
How's
the
feeling?
No,
it's not.
Yeah, but the ceiling you only need when it's derech to have a ceiling. Like we just said, the Shar HaYir is Kayiv in mezuzah, even though there's no ceiling in the ear, but there's no, that's because the norm is not to have a ceiling. So he thinks maybe you should have, but the reason why we don't is because it's not gonna, it'll fall off and it'll get ruined. And just like we said before, that even if you have a shara ear, shav rov yisrael, but if there's a chashash that the goyim are gonna steal it and take it and mutilate it, so you don't have to put it on. Okay, we the Shach says that even if you only have one mezuzah, it's good. Say, for example, Okay. Now, we're looking at a bird's eye view here. So here, this is the room. This is the room that's going to be tied. So here the wall ends. And this is the drop in the ceiling over here, at the point that where it ends. So, but here, the wall continues. So this is considered a mezuzah because the wall ends. This is, but over here, it's not. But since we're putting a mezuzah on the right side over here, the mezuzah here exists. So even though it doesn't exist over here, even with one mezuzah, we are mechayev without a bracha. But it has to be the mezuzah on the right side. So if you only have one doorpost, and you have the doorpost on the right side, so it's also we also chayev that you should put a mezuzah on without a bracha. What?
A drop in the ceiling. What if the window has a different height because of one perspective, the drop in the ceiling, and the other is not?
Right. So then it becomes complicated. Whether you follow the perspective of which room you follow the perspective of. Yeah, that's the question. That's the shiloh. I mean, on one hand you say the mezuzah's on the going for the chiyuv on the room that you're going into. So, but okay, I don't know, that's a discussion. It's not clear. In most cases you won't have that. Okay. Also, we consider an arch as if you have an arch. So we consider the top of the arch as the nashkot, and this is the shtei mezuzos. And most posts can say, therefore, what you do is you take this and you divide it into three. And this is, in other words, the vertical part is considered the mezuzah, and this is considered the mashkel. And therefore, you put it on the bottom part of the top third. Some poskim say that no, that even up to four tefachim over here is still considered part of the mezuzah. So basically, the best way to do it is, you see, the halacha is the mezuzah has to be in the bottom of the top third of the doorway. If the mezuzah is any lower than the bottom of the top third of the doorway, you're not yotze. Namish, you could have the nicest mezuzah in the world, and if it's too low, you're not yotze. And if it's too high, you're also not yotze. Now, how high is too high? So how high is too high? Is within a tefach of the mashkel. If it's over here, you're not yotze. Anything lower, even though it's supposed to be in the bottom of the top third, but even if you put it a little higher, you're still yotze. So the zones that make you not yotze are anything lower than the top third, you're not yotze, and anything within the top tefach, you're not yotze. Okay, so the preferable thing is to put it in the bottom of the top third, but to make sure that no part of the mezuzah is any lower than the bottom of the top third. If any part of the mezuzah is lower than the bottom third, then it's not in the proper makom. And if it's too high, then also then too high means within a tefach of the top. You also not yotze. Yeah.
And probably not that mindset, but like Yerushalayim, really, really.
So good. So the question is, what if you have a huge doorway, right? That's huge. Does this halacha also apply? That if you have a huge doorway, you're also supposed to put it in the top. In the top third, even though it will be very, very high up. So there is a Yerushalmi about this topic. Yerushalmi says, we'll find the Yerushalmi in a second, I think it's here. Yerushalmi, that the Shach quotes, here, take a look on page, the 35 you said? Yeah, Yerushalmi is on, page 35, that's where Yerushalmi is. Yerushalmi says, Bar Tovi Shalom Rabbi Yitzchak, Hago Atzmacha Sheyashar Gavoa, Amalei Nosna Keneged Seifov. That if it's, in other words, if you have a very large doorway, I think they have in the ground floor of the library here, there's one doorway there, very, very large. So if it's very large, so the halacha is you put the mezuzah shoulder height. That's where you put the mezuzah, parallel to your shoulders. And that's where you put the mezuzah. Now the question is like this. So normally, based on that standard, by the normal standards, you're not yotzei, because a very high thing, the top third, is going to be even higher. So here we're saying to not follow the norm and put it by your shoulders, which is going to be lower than the top third. So apparently the Yerushalmi holds, and this is how we pass to the halacha, this Yerushalmi is quoted in the Shach, that once it's too high, that the regular rule doesn't apply anymore, and we have this new rule. Now the question is, how high is high to stop the regular rule and employ this rule? That's the question. So different opinions. Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that if it's not within a normal person's reach, even though, you know, kissing the mezuzah is not the etzem mitzvah of the mezuzah, but if it's not within the person's reach, that's considered very high, and then where the mezuzah would be, if it would be on the top third, is not in the person's reach, so then we don't employ the regular din of the bottom of the top third, and we employ this Yerushalmi. And the Shach quotes then this Yerushalmi lahalacha, that keneged seifa. Yeah, take a look if you want to look on page 29, and Sif Cotton Dalid in the Shach. He says avalamata mishlisha elyon posel. Right, if it's lamata mishlisha elyon, then it's no good. The kosel od meaposkim dikshapesach gavoa harbe. If it's very tall, yanichena keneged seifov. Avalolamala mikseifov. Binyan shul yerusham. Keneged, parallel to your shoulder. So apparently there is some minion that you should apparently there must, you see from this halacha that there is some minion that it should be within some type of either eyesight or touching sight, not that there's a chiv to see the mezuzah, but there is some minion like that, you see from this Yerushalmi. Yeah. Sometimes they have a shaila, the River of Sephraim has they want to make a mezuzah for little kids, so they put it low down so the little kid could so we assume that that's not a proper thing to do, just like when we say when you give a chinuch set, you can't just give him a lemon to use for an esrog, you got to give him a real esrog. It doesn't have to be the nicest esrog, but at least it has to be an esrov. So when you're putting a mezuzah to an irregular door, I'm saying, too low, just to have the little kid, be able to touch it. So that's not. So the proper thing is to pick him up and let him kiss it. But it's not proper to put it down. Yeah.
I didn't realize the measurement with the arc.
Oh, though the arc, yeah, with the middle. So there are two opinions how to deal with a rock. One opinion says that the round part is considered the mashko, and then the vertical part is considered the mezuzah, and then you put it in thirds. Right? That's one opinion. The other opinion says no, that even the round part is considered what? Part of the mezuzah, and the thirds are starting from here. So it'll be different.
How do you get that point there?
In other words, when it's in Dalat Tfachim, because that's the sheer pesach.
From
side to side.
So
what we try to do is we try to satisfy both opinions. In other words, we don't want to put it in a place where it's going to be out of range for one of the opinions. Basically, what you do is, if you measure with a fist, the tefach, from the part that is straight, where it's before it curves, you put a tefach, you put a little bit lower than there, then you know you're safe. Then you'll say, so that's the best way of doing it. In other words, just make sure that it's not within tefach of the curvature. Because if it's in the tefach of the curvature, according to the Rishonim, they hold that the curvature is the beginning of the mashkof. We said that whenever something is within a tefach of the mashkof, then it's not good. So you know you're safe. You make sure you're not within the tefach from the beginning of the curvature and go a little lower.
What if you don't have the straight part? Is it the full circular type thing?
So then you would also,
according to one,
you turn the one that
has the
straight part. Right. So you follow, I guess,
just the Dalat Tfachim. How close is the second sheet to the top? The one on the top?
It depends. You have to measure it out. Yes.
Is this your tefach?
Different if Rav Moshe holds a tefach is the 3.5 inches. And the sheetahs that hold more and sheetahs that hold less. So that's the middle opinion.
Is there any minimum distance between mezuzahs?
Right, mezuzahs have to be 4 tefachim apart. In other words, if you have two doorposts that are too close, that's not a Pesach. The definition of a Pesach is that it's four, that the two mezuzahs are 4 tefachim apart from each other and 10 tefachim high. And if it's not 4 tefachim apart from each other, then it's not considered a Pesach, and therefore there's no tiyum of mezuzah. Okay, now. Yeah?
Besides for the Yerushalmi, wouldn't we say that maybe there should be an extension of the laws of the Yesri Ma'amo, like the Yishuv of Ayim, like the Yishuv of Nervin?
There are some poskim that hold like you, that it's just like the first Mishnah in Sukkah says that Esri Mamma is the Shear that Loshalta Be'ena. So there are some poskim that say, not like Rav Moshe Feinstein said that it's totally on the, you know, whether you can touch it or not, but they say when it's more than 20 Amos high, so then that's the time when we have to employ the Yerushalmi. There are poskim that say like that, but I don't think that's the normative stuff.
And also, are there overlappings in Lachlan to the definition of the architecture with relationship to Tumen Tara, all those? Like,
Tumen Tara and what?
I mean, that if you're going to use them as mashkof, all over all those.
Right.
Is it the same type of mashkof and dimensions? Or is it different type of?
I mean, right, in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara you have a lot of halachas that deal with Pesach. There's Sof Tumah Lotzeis and things like that, and so there are similarities. Right. Okay. Okay. Take a look at page 33 in the Reish Pei test. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Valakobi and Nichenim Shofar Shalkana." You put the mezuzah in a case, vikver enam koma, and you make a bracha shetu shalom mezuzah. All right. And Eizem Mokum Kviyosim Tach Chalol Shal Pesach Patev HaSamu Chavut. So another halacha is that that you put the mezuzah. See, a lot of times the doorpost has a certain thickness to it, right? So a lot of times people think, well, where I'm going to put the doorpost? Well, center it. Put it right in the center of the mezuzah, because the mezuzah is this, say, this thick. Yes. This is your doorpost, and this is the mezuzah. Okay? So where should you put it? Should you put it over here? Should you put it over here? So the halakha is you're supposed to put it on the outer tefach of the mezuzah. So make believe this is the doorpost, and this is the mezuzah. This is the doorpost. It's also called the mezuzah, but the doorpost mezuzah. So you're not supposed to put it in the front, not in the middle. You're supposed to put it on the outer tefach.
How do you mean, like, where you first reach?
In other words, I'm coming in. This is the outer tefach.
Are
you Yotzei? You Yotzei the whole way through. If you put it in the middle, you put it. In other words, but L'chakhila is supposed to be on the outer. On the outer tefach. Tefach achitzon. So a lot of times, you see doors that. That have a protrusion in the door. Right? You have. Right, a lot of doors have them. In other words, it comes out a little bit. This door is a straight door. But you have doors that it's like you have the, you know, a protrusion, and then there's a little part of the door that's further out. So you should put it on the further out part, not on the sticking out. Yeah.
What if the door fills the whole, when you close the door, then it fills
the
left?
Right, oh, right. So if you, okay, so let's make believe that, see, this mezuzah, we're going to talk about this, is one over here, because this is going into this room. But let's make believe that that we're in the hallway now, and this was the room, okay? So here, and you have no place to put the mezuzah on because the door is taking up the place of the mezuzah. So then you put it over here on the side of the mezuzah. So normally you put it on that side of the, but if there's no place to put it, then you put it over here. Yeah.
If you're behind the door, you're going to put it on the mezuzah. If you were to open up the door.
Welcome.
A little bit of room.
Right, no, yes, a little bit of room. Right, over here there's still room. In other words, the door would take up the whole thing, so there would be no place on the door, the actual door itself, to.
But if you have a choice, it's preferable to put it on the inside.
Yeah, it's always preferable to put it on the. In other words, this, to put it over here, is only last resort. If there's no other place to put it, then you put it over there.
The fire escape window, like, you know, right next to the steps, would anybody ever put anything there for the center, you know, maybe a gate or a garden?
And, in other words, there's a door there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, there's a window that opens to it if people go in and out. Using their clothing.
In other words, you know, okay, we'll wait till we're going to get to that in a second. Yeah.
The example is there, right? There, I'm on. Was it there, so you make a room?
Uh-huh.
This is an example that there's no room for what you put on the side. Is it still there, so?
Yeah.
You go plan. And the mezuzah.
Yeah. In other words, it's on the side, and the mezuzah is also in a situation where there's no other choice. That's what you do with it.
What role does the cave play? Is it not cave if you're on the cave?
Right. So the halacha is that you don't need a case, is not a cave. In fact, I haven't seen this in America. In Eretz Yisrael, you've seen this in many places, that you put the mezuzah in the wall itself. Right? You must have seen that in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, inside the mezuzah is in the mezuzah. In mezuzah meaning signpost, you put the mezuzah inside the mezuzah. Okay? And I'm sure you must have seen that. I haven't seen it in America, I don't think.
Fifth Avenue
Synagogue?
No, Fifth Avenue between, I think it's like 38th. shape of the building could somebody do? So if that was a visible, where are they? They're in the, they're inside the wall, and then like clear thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that, so the halakha is two things. If you want to do such a thing, you have to make sure two things. Number one, you have to make sure that the mezuzah is in the, within a tefach of the, of the, in other words, you're going into the wall, so you can't go too deep. It has to be within a fist from the outside. If you're mamik more than a tefach, then you're not yotzei. Okay, so the mezuzah has to be within a tefach of the wall. And that could be likuva. In other words, that din of tefach. You go to, and the other thing is, even if it's in the tefach, the immediate tefach of where you drilled in, it has, you can't plaster over it. There was, and that's another proof that a mezuzah, it's not enough the mezuzah be there. It's in other words, there is a din of hecker by mezuzah, and you see from that halacha. Because what's wrong if this is the mezuzah? I drill a hole and I step it in, and then I plaster it over, and then the mezuzah's there. Imamish not yotzei b'chlal if you do that, because it's not nikar. You plaster over it, but it's not nikar. So therefore, the tefach. Inside the, you're putting it inside the wall, so to speak. It has to be within the immediate tefach from the outside, and it has to be visible. And if you're not, if you don't do that, you're not yotzei. Yeah.
It's better to, in a door that points to the entire door for itself, should you go into the wall there, or should you put it on the outside?
Technically speaking, it's probably better to go in the wall, but. He's saying, because you're not going to see it when it's the door's closed. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Something to think about. Yeah. So you take pliers, or maybe you take tweezers, and you just can't yank it out. Okay. Yeah, this halakha, if you want to see inside, page 34, Siv Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch. Case of Kova, how do you insert a masmerim? You have to take nails. So we assume that nails lav dafka. It means anything that has to be very strong adhesive. It doesn't have to be dafka nails. But mezuzah pesach. Oh, yachbor b'chafira. The other shot is that you can dig into the mezuzah b'chafira b'chafira. And you put it inside the mezuzah. So lo yamik lachbor b'tefach v'omek shimasa came sula. But if you make it too deep, then you're not yotzei. Some want to say, and this is an old debate, that some want to say that the same thing applies. Say, you have a lot of these kitchens here in the Heights, they have like this. Okay, this is the door. Manush, we're walking in this door. Okay, this is the way in. Okay. Okay, you hear? Just counters. So the big question is, where do you put the mezuzah? Do you put it over here, or do you put it over here? That's the question. Now, if this counter is not 10 fucking tall, there's nothing to talk about. that you can't put it on the counter. Because you can only put it... So some want to say that since this is more than a tefach, to put it here is a violation of mamik tefach. And therefore you should put it here. That's what some want to say. Maybe. So, even though it looks very strange. And this is the mashko. This. What?
And come down here
anymore? It's like Jurassic. I'm not convinced. But that's how some post evolved. That if this would be less than a tefa, then you can put it over here. No. Because since you can't walk over here, so the question is this considered part of the Pesach or not? So some want to say that you can't put it over here because this is not part of the Pesach. In other words, mezuzah has to be in the Pesach. Over here, you can't walk here. This is blocked up. You can only walk here. So you might have to put it over here. If it's 10 tefachim. If it's not 10 tefachim, then according to this opinion, you can't put it anywhere. Because you won't be able to put it here because it's not 10 tefachim, and you won't put it here because you can't walk here.
What if it's not a counter, but it's like a railing and the height?
It's the same thing. Railings, counters, all the same thing. See, the railings... But the word is to see the railings, we were in Nohag that even though you can't walk there, we still put it... Usually the railings might not be 10 tefachim tall.
On one side, but if you're on the other side, you have like one of those carpet type things.
Yeah, but the railings we usually assume are not 10 tefachim high, so therefore we put it on the extreme. Even though one could have forward an argument that since you don't walk there, maybe that's not part of the Pesach, but maybe that's what we do. Yeah.
Inside the doorway,
so
it's inside the arch.
It's
the other doorway, just behind it.
So it's right over there.
You
can't walk.
But you could walk inside the doorway at this time. You just can't walk past the doorway because
there's a
counter there.
Yeah, but nicely you can't walk there, so. Yeah.
Do we consider the mask of coming down or the wall continuing up?
We consider the wall continuing up.
Then isn't that probably lower than the 2/3 high? It's lower than the bottom of the top third.
Right. Okay. Okay, I hear. That maybe it doesn't apply to theoretical Okay. Okay, now one of the most important parts of Hilchos Mezuzah is to know the hierarchy of Hilchos Mezuzah. What does that mean, the hierarchy of Hilchos Mezuzah? It means the Torah tells us Saftam al Mezuzah Besechel Visharecha. So as we said last week, Besecha Derech Biyoscha. And the discrimination against lefties. Because most people are right. I'm a lefty, but most people in the world supposedly are righties. And they used to, in the old days, they used to make everyone be a right, right? That's the European mentality, is that lefty is not a normal thing. And everyone has to be a righty. So, based on that, the halacha states that when you walk into some room, so you're always walking first with your right foot, and therefore the derech to walk in is with your right foot first, so the mezuzah is always on the right side of the door walking into the room. Right? And we assume that most people walk in with their right foot first. And even us lefties, who are the minority, we have to submit to the majority of the people who walk in with their right foot first, even though we might walk in with our left foot first. Okay, so the question at hand is, see, a room like this is very simple. As we said, is the only way to get in this room is, right, that's not so much of an option. So the only way to get into this room is through this door. So this is a simple thing. The right side is going into this, to this room. So Mela, that's where you put the mezuzah. But a lot of times in your house, or so there are multiple ways of getting into a certain room. So, right, in other words, you can get in. So this room is simple. The only way to get in through this room is this way. So you put it on the right side going into this room. But the question is, what if you have, like we said last week, like the hallway. So you can come into the hallway over here through the steps over here, or you can come in through the other steps. So which way is considered the right way? Double meaning. The right.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So the post, I wrote an article many years ago. All these halakhas that we, if you want to see a brief overview, you could read this article that appeared in 1991 in Chavrusa. So take a look here. Page? 42. Okay. 42? 43. There we go. Placement of the mezuzah. Okay. Look here. Right doorpost. Middle column. The mezuzah is attached to the right doorpost as one enters a room. One of the most difficult halakhic issues relating to mezuzah is deciding which is the right side when it is not clear which direction is into the room. For example, if there are two adjacent rooms with a door in between them, the right doorpost from the perspective of a person walking into one room is the left doorpost to the person walking into the other room. Five rules guide our determination of the right side according to many opinions. And they are listed here in the order of their priority. Meaning like this, there are five rules. If rule one applies, then you follow rule one. And that's it. If rule one doesn't apply to your situation, then you go to rule two. If rule two doesn't apply, you go to rule three. But adopt it in that order. So rule one is like this. When there's an entrance between an area exempt from mezuzah, a city street, and an area obligated in mezuzah, a house, the mezuzah should be affixed on the right side as one enters the area that requires a mezuzah. Like the front door. So you're coming in from the street. The street is not chayiv in mezuzah, unless you're in a walled city, right? But you're normally not in a walled city. So the street is not chayiv in mezuzah. So you're coming from a makom patur to a makom pir. So then, the right side is what? Is going into the house. From the makom. In other words, we don't say that you're going into the street. We don't say when you're going from the house to the street, you're going into the street. No. We say you're going into the house, and when you're leaving the house to the street. But the derech biyoscha is from the makom, so it always has to be on the right side, derech biyoscha. So one could say, well, I'm walking into the street. No, that's not walking into the street. You're walking out of the house. So it's called makom derech biyoscha from the makom tur to the makom chiyah. That's number one. When there are two adjacent rooms and one can only be reached through the other, the mezuzah should place to the right post as one enters the inner room. So this example, this is an inner room, because the only way you can get into this room is what? Is through this, through the hallway. So this is the inner room, and the hallway is the outer room. So when you're going from the inner, from the outer room to the inner room, so it's always on the right side going from the outer to the inner. Okay, number two. Number three, if both adjacent rooms are accessible from other rooms, the halacha looks to the flow of traffic between the rooms. If members of the household walk more often from one room to the other, the second room is considered the inner room, and the mezuzah should be placed on the right side as one enters the room. Say, for example, like right out here. So we discussed last week, you have those bunches of doors there, right? So now some people are going to come up those steps and go through those doors, you know, towards the other part of the hallway. Some people are going to come through the other part of the building and come in through those doors into here.
So which way is the right way going? So is the right way coming and the right way coming to us here, or the right way from us to them? Should it be on the right side going from this part of the building to the other part of the building, or the right side from that part of the building to this part of the building? Because that's an example where you have two possible ways of doing it. So most poskim hold that whatever the majority of flow of traffic is. So that's what fellows pointed out yesterday, since the elevators are on the other side, so most people are taking the elevators up to the third floor, right? More people are taking the elevators up to the third floor than are walking up to the third floor. So most people have a class. When most people came here today, so they probably took the elevators up and they walked through those doors over here, right? I assume so. All right, take a poll. But so if most people did that, so then the flow of traffic through those doors was coming to right this way. So whatever the majority of the flow of traffic is coming from the outside and the inside is the way to do it. 1 second. But what if the flow of traffic is equal? Number four, if the door between the two adjacent rooms is used equally from both directions, the room which is more frequently used is considered the main room. And therefore, the mezuzah should be affixed on the right side going from the room used less frequently to the room used more frequently. That's number four. That if you can't, in other words, say there wouldn't be an elevator here. So if there wouldn't be an elevator, I would estimate that maybe, you know, half the students would come in from that side of the building and maybe another half from that side of the building. It's not like you have to have an exact count, you know, as long as it's more or less similar, then we would say, you know, and then we would have to see which part of the building is used more. So say if more classes are on the other, or, you know, which is used more. If this part of the building is used more, then we consider this the main room, and therefore coming into this room is called Derech B'Yosef. If the other side is, so if you have a house where you have one room that you use every day and one room you don't use, and the flow of traffic is more or less even, then the room that's used more often is considered the inner room, and then you put the mezuzah going from the right side into that room. 1 second. But what if if the traffic flows equally between both rooms, and the rooms are used with equal frequency? So it's mamish a tie. It's a tie from the perspective of traffic, and it's a tie from the perspective of usage of the room. So the next possible thing is all these rules are in the achronim. I mean, based on svara. Of Derech B'Yoscha, that there has to be Derech B'Yoscha, so whatever Derech B'Yoscha is, that's the way, and the flow of traffic is Derech B'Yoscha. But the Gemara has another thing called Heker Tzir. Heker Tzir means where the hinges are, which normally would mean like this. If everything, this room is not a good example, because this room is Kosher, because there's no way of, this is considered a Cheder Pnimi, because there's no way of getting into this room other than through the hallway. So, but what if we saw there would be another adjacent room to this room on the other side? So, what would be here? So the tiebreaker is the Heker Tzir. Heker Tzir means which way the hinge is open to. So here in this room, the hinge is open here, in. So Mamela, if everything else would be equal, again, over here and everything else is not equal because this is an inner room. But if everything else would be equal, so then the tiebreaker is which way does the door open? If the door opens into this room, then we say going into this room is going in. Again, when you have two adjacent rooms. If the door opens into the other room, whichever, that's called going in. 1 second. So that's the tiebreaker. Now, two comments and then I'll take some questions. And that's the following.
The Minach Chabad, if you ever go into a Chabad institution, so Minach Chabad is that the only thing they care about is this thing, Hekatzir. So in the other building, the main base medrash in the other building, so have the doors open which way? Into the hallway, right? Correct? The main base medrash, 2540 Amsterdam Avenue. Right? So the doors open into the hallway. So where do we put our mezuzahs going into the base medrash? Because that's the way to get in. Maybe it's the only way. But even if it's not the only way, but it's still definitely the traffic flow is going that way. But Minach Chabad is no. Hekatzir is the most important thing because that's the Beferish in the Gemara, Hekatzir. So therefore, they, except for going from outdoors to indoors, even their moda, that for some reason their moda to that. That you should go put the mezuzah from outdoors going in. But any other place within the building, this Rabbi Merl, any place else in the building, the only thing they care about is Hekatzir. So Hekatzir trumps all the other rules of, and therefore you'll go into a Lubavitcher institution, you'll see that the mezuzahs are all not like we said, because Hekatzir is the only thing they care about. We say the Hekatzir was meant in the Gemara, if you can't determine it based on the important determinations of flow of traffic and things like that, so then Hekatzir is the tiebreaker. Is the tiebreaker. But if you can determine based on the other rules are Hekatzir was only meant to show which, you know, in a case that none, you can't machriya any other way, so the Hekatzir is the way to be machriya. So you'll see, so in the Lubavitcher Yeshiva, the way we have the base medrash there, all the mezuzahs will be going towards the hallway, because the door is open to there. So, but we don't, so if this door would have been open this way, so that's what, but we don't, that's not the way the rest of the people do. That's not the way. Now, Rav Moshe has another thing. Rav Moshe has a big chiddush. What if there's no Hekatzir, so it's everything's tied?
Double swinging doors.
Yeah, or your sliding doors. So you have everything equal, the flow of traffic is equal, and the Hashivas is equal, and there's no tiebreaker, so what's the din? Do you know what he says? Potter. That's it, yeah, he writes in the Tshuva. If there's no clear derech biyoscha, then the Torah wasn't mechayim such a makom. That's a chiddush. Moshe said a lot of chiddushim, but that's one of his big chiddushim. So what he used to do, that's what Shefa said from Rabbi Belsky, that he used to say to people, so did you put up the mezuzah yet? And they said, yeah, we put it up. Okay, so leave it the way you put it. Because technically he held that it's potter, so if you did it already, just pick a side and whatever. It's usually not going to be. Usually, by the time you get to the four rules, one of the four rules will already, kick in. And another big machlokus is the if you have a deck coming out of your house, which way should you put the mezuzah? Should it be on the right side going onto the deck or onto the, an apartment building if you have, a porch on the apartment? So that's also a big machlokas haposkim. Rav Moshe held to put it on the right side going out. And the Chazon Ish held to put it on the right side going in. So Rav Moshe held like another room, just like an inner room. The only way you can get on the porch is through the apartment. That can, right, unless you're Superman, the only way you can get in is through the apartment, right? So then you put it on the right side going there. But the Chazon Ish held that it's like a chatzer, and the chatzer, the only reason it's chayiv is because it's a subordinate to the house. So therefore, it always goes
in the direction of the house. So that's a machlokas. Yeah.
The doors here, you have like one big door. There's three different mezuzahs, basically.
Each one
has a mezuzah. You know, the
hallway,
four different doors.
Right. Yeah. So that's a question whether you have to, if each one has its own. Yeah. Is the true sir? Yeah.
One question: what if someone has like a Shana Aleph Sigma where they read all this and they go home and they say, "Oh my gosh, all the mezuzahs are either one way, all the mezuzahs are not the way they're supposed to be, or two, there's no mezuzahs over there, and when we need five mezuzahs, let's drop another $500 and put mezuzahs everywhere." What do you suggest?
No, so it could be. I suggest if there are real mistakes to correct them in a nice way. Sometimes you go into people's homes and they have the mezuzahs up all wrong.
Maybe they're Chabad.
Maybe they're Chabad. Right, but maybe they're not, and maybe there's no Hekatsir there. So
maybe the Chabad is required then.
Right. Okay. So. you should politely, if it's a question of your parents, so you politely tell them that usually if you do things in a derech eretz, then people will listen. If you, it's always how you speak. You can say two things, and if you say it in a nice way, it'll be listened to, and if you don't say it in a nice way, it won't be listened to.
What if it's a money issue? They need it, they have a big house.
Okay, I mean, anyone who has a big house can run into that, can afford the afford the mezuzah.
School pressure is
there is a change in the flow of traffic, meaning it was always one way.
Right, if there's a change in the flow of traffic, then you have to change your mezuzahs.
With a
bracha, if it's the door.
Right.
Yeah, with a bracha. With the bracha, because you see, if you take off a mezuzah and put it right back up on the same spot, then you don't have to make a bracha. But you're putting it on the other side. So let's say the flow of traffic changed because the yeshiva decided that the elevators are going to stop and we're going to put the elevators on the other side of the building, and now all the flow of traffic changed. So they have to change the mezuzahs because the whole flow of traffic changed. Right, so then it would be different.
So
then you'd follow the flow of traffic. And I assume most people go from the house onto the deck.
Anyone who ends up on the deck
goes back. Yeah, but the big yisod in Hilchos Mezuzah is that backtracking doesn't count. Because then every door should have two mezuzahs. I'm going in and right, so that was a chiddush. But he only said it in that case. When anyway, it's an area that doesn't have a ceiling and it's just tunnel to the bias. He would only say it in such a case by what he calls like a kotzer. Maybe he would say that. But that's the pashtus about it. But as we said last week, the backtracking doesn't count. If backtracking would count, they point out that every bathroom should be chayiv in mezuzah, going out of the bathroom. It's true, the bathroom is not a makom kavod, so you don't put on the right side going in. Right. That was the Rabbi Akiva Eiger we discussed last week, etc. So we normally assume backtracking doesn't count. It's if you chayiv, it's on the first way in, and zevet.
How about a washroom? Like in the bathrooms here. Does it go under the sinks and then you go in the bathroom?
Yeah, so the makom for the sinks, that that could be its own bias. That could be
even though it looks like a bathroom because you spoke in, you know.
Right.
But here they don't have.
What about the hallways here where there are two sets of double doors? So we said maybe you need two, but it seems that most people like to push, not to pull. So most people, the derech without blazes, probably through pushing through one side, and then when they come back that way, or not coming back, so that's when the traffic through the other side is also pushed. Did you put on different sides for that double door?
Yeah, so if you say most of the traffic coming in this way, and then they go out that way, that's what they do. So then in the Harami, then you put it on those doors on the right side coming to this part of the building, and the other side on the right side going, whatever the flow of traffic is.
The point I tell you as to which side is more you can use, do you go by just that room immediately on the other side of the door? In other words, the hallway on that side versus the hallway on this side, or that whole part of the building versus this side?
That door, the doorway.
Sliding doors, usually there's like a wall on the outside that are like misfit, and then there are like, there's a set of like glass panes that shut out, and then the doors sort of go in that way. Would you put the mezuzah on the pane, on glass panes, or on the walls on the outside?
So that's the shine of this. If the glass panes, you can't walk through them. So that's like this thing that you can't walk through. And then that's not a Pesach. So that maybe you'd have to put it on the the stationary part, obviously.
Robert,
mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's what we should touch upon. So there's a machlokas we showed him whether how he's supposed to keep mezuzahs or Sifrei Torah in the. Is it supposed to be like this or like that? In other words, what's the proper covenant for this? So we know Sifrei Torah, and our minhag is we have them all standing up. But there's another sheet that says no, they should be flat. That's so the same thing with mezuzahs. What's the proper way of having mezuzahs? Should they be this or this way? So the people say, this is one of the classical drushes under the chuppah, is that. That you know, there's a machlokes of whether the mezuzah should be this or this. And the house has to be built on compromise, so we put it right. Right. So that's a true idea that you know people should compromise, but that has nothing to do with this shiloh of mezuzah. The reason why we, in other words, some Rishonim hold like this, and some Rishonim hold like this, and the reason why we slant it is because even the Rishonim hold like this, hold if it's slanted, it's still kosher. But the Rishonim that hold that it has to be horizontal, hold that if it's mamash vertical 90 degrees, it's no good. So we do something that both shittas would hold as good. In other words, the shita that holds that it has to be this, holds this is also good, but this is no good. And the shita will hold that it has to be like this, hold, this is also good, but this is no good. So if you keep it like that, it's according to both sheets. It's not, I mean, it's a compromise in terms of that if you do that, you will fulfill both opinions.
Does it matter if the slope is positive or negative? Like, going that way versus going that way?
I mean, the minhag is to put it, you know, towards going in. The Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that you should just keep it straight. So, but that's not the minhag. The minhag is to tilt it. You shouldn't tilt it too much, you should tilt it a little bit. Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like the situation where you have something jutting out on the door, and you're putting it on the last part, the closest part to the other side, you can't.
Right, if you can't, you can't. If you can't tilt it, you can't tilt it. Then you. Because Me'ikar Adin, we were basically holding. That it's the vertical way. It's just that in deference to the other opinion, we tilt it. But it's not just down to that we meet each other halfway. It's that this way is good according to both sheets. It's not that, you understand that?
So that's what, yeah.
As you said on the list, just wondering, as far as the backyard that's in the fence, is that considered a hunter or something?
So if your backyard is all fenced in, then if it's all fenced in with walls that are ten tefachim, and so that is, there has to be a mezuzah. So the question is, so
even doors that go into the backyard from outside the house, not going through the house, but you have a door to get straight to your backyard from walking outside the house, but also on that petach or whatever.
On the petach going into that backyard.
Does it need a so or
it needs two mezuzahs and a mashkov. If there's no same mezuzahs and mashkov, there's nothing to talk about.
How about if it's a
pleasant
hand,
but
it's like a
real
dog?
Yeah. Okay. See?
The area behind Morgenstern.
The area behind Morgenstern, yeah.
The basketball court.
Yeah.
And it has
I don't know. What is it?
It's got a fence around it.
Right.
So then it counts as walls.
Yeah. Zero. What? I don't know if it's above zero. So, yeah, it's basketball court. I don't know. We usually don't put mezuzahs on basketball court. Yeah, I guess we assume that it won't be Meshumer properly, especially in maybe this neighborhood won't be Meshumer properly.
But otherwise, it would need even
a hatchback. Maybe. Sort of like that with the Chazanish said by an Arab. Yeah.
Is there any difference in level of here between the front door and
right, if a person, say you're buying a mezuzah for somebody that's not religious and is only going to put it up in one place in the house, so they should put it in a place where there's a vadai chiyuv. A lot of places are not. Definitely it should be a place where there's a door, because the Rambam teaches all the other places are really not chayiv. So,
but in terms of two tefachim that are for sure chayiv, they're both chayiv, right?
It depends. I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, in Mistaber, that the place that you're spending most of the Iker Dira, that should be more kosher than the other place. That's only if you're only going to put up...
So if you're only going to put up one, you put it on your kitchen or your front door, I mean, the whole house?
I mean, probably, that's a good question. The kitchen usually doesn't have a door anyway, so... Right, so that we discussed last week, that even if though the front door is not dal adal, it's a beis shar for the rest of the house. Yeah. Probably in the room. Yeah. Yeah, there's this twisting the mezuzah is based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Aleph. Where some important official from the government, from the Roman government, converted, and the governor sent them to find out why did this guy leave me? He converted, and he sent shluchim and then the shluchim converted, and then they sent more people, and they converted, and it says, what's going on? And then they pulled someone out, and he touched the mezuzah, and they said, what is that? And the Gemara says that it shows how Kodesh Baruch Hu is different than a regular king. A regular king, he sits in his palace, he's taken care of, and his guards are, you know, outside protecting. And our king, he stands out for us. You know, that represents the mezuzah, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he lets us stay comfortably in our houses. And when they heard that, they were all converted again, and the whole thing. So it was about Onkelos and all the town verses. You don't look in the Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, brings that. It's a nice thing to but it's not part of the, it's not strictly part of the mitzvah. It's, it adds to your Yiras Shamayim that you're remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there.
Well, the reason they did that was because they told him to be silent, because if he opened up his mouth, he was
If you're buying a house and not renting it, you have to put up the mezuzahs right away.
You can go by when you buy it.
When you start living in the house.
So if I bought it for 6 months, I know.
Right, when you start living in the house, that's when you have to.
Not consider
it. Only when you're living there.
Even though it isn't. Has been always.
But it has to be, you have to live there for it to be a Mokum Dira.
What if I own that house? So, go back to the renter when you own it, instead of renting. So, if I bought a house, then I move into a place that now I'm renting. Are you allowed to take the business?
You need to take them off.
And bring them to my new place.
Right, but your new place is only the Rabbana, and your other place is the Raisa. But you're still owning this house. You're just renting another apartment.
Oh, I moved to the city. Now everything's changed.
And you sold the house?
Sold the house.
If you sold the house,
to a guy.
To a guy, so then you can take your mezuzahs.
You find them, I put them on the new house.
Yeah, sure. What's the other option? Keeping them in the drawer. That's the vada worse. Right, some used to do that. We just write the Shem Hashem. Right, the halacha is that when you leave your apartment, you're not allowed to take the mezuzahs because you're considered the big mazik, the next person that's moving in. But the Ramah says you can charge. It's only if he has to pay for it. It's not a gift. In other words, you're not supposed to take it, but you save him the fact that he has to shop for him. But it's not that you're losing money on it. No, the cases you could take, but the class you have to.
How about you planning change the money?
If they plan to change them anyway, then you could take them.
What if they won't pay for
them? Then you can probably take them too.
The doesn't want to change the mezuzahs in depth. Like if he has one up on one door, then he has a different case, and that mezuzah fits in that case, and he wants to put it up in a different place in the house, and he switches the mezuzahs.
The cloth?
Yeah.
Preferably only to an equal chiyuv place. In other words, not from a room, a place that had a door, to a now place that doesn't have a door. What's your question?
Do you have to say the room?
No. Again, big yisod is that whenever you stop doing a mitzvah and you come back miyad, you don't make another bracha. Miyad is right, roughly a half an hour or so. It's called miyad. So that's why many say when you take a shower for Shabbos and you take off your tzitzis and you put it back on, so you don't have to make unless you take a long shower and then you somehow. Don't get dressed in some long time, that's different. But in a regular situation, you take a shower, 10 minutes, you're back, you get dressed, then you don't. Rabbi Abadi wanted to say that maybe a shower is worse because it's something that's totally gonna, and maybe that's. But most people say that you don't have to make. But it has to be. Yeah, so I said, whatever. So when you. If you took off your tefillin, you put it right back on. You don't have to make another bracha. If you went to the bathroom and something like that, so then when you're in the bathroom, you're halachically not allowed to wear tefillin. So then that's called a hefsek, even if it didn't take a half an hour to get back.
So what's So we say that when you take off your scissors. What if your scissors wedge sort of falls off?
Yeah, so technically speaking, Shulchan Aruch it says if the talus falls off by itself, then you're supposed to make another bracha, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says we're not knowing that. Rav Shlomo Zalman has another big cooler. Okay, well, maybe we can end with a cooler. Okay, this is the cooler of the century. Okay, normally, this is the cooler of the century. And that's the following. What is it? Like this. The halacha is they're supposed to check your mezuzahs twice in 7 years. So if you never bought mezuzahs in a good place, maybe you should go ahead and check them because, you know, you want to make sure you have. But so Rav Shlomo Zalman said he doesn't think that it applies to Zman HaZeh, only to the outdoor mezuzahs. Because he says that that halacha is only. He thought it was only shayach when the elements of the weather. Then, once you have a good mezuzah, why is it going to not be good? So, if you have the elements of the weather, the heat and the cold are going to take their toll on your mezuzah. So then you have to check it to make sure that the mezuzah is still okay. But he says that in our homes today, that the heat and the cold don't affect drastically the temperature in the house because we regulate the temperature in our house. So it's not like the old days when it was cold, there was no heat, so then you froze. And then your mezuzah froze. So we're afraid that the yud fell off or something like that. So then so he thought that normally we assume we still do it, but he thought that Meikar Adin that this kapeda that you should have to be makbid every 3.5 years to check your mezuzahs should only be like on the ones on the outdoors that are still subject to the elements. But the one? What?
If you're in an apartment building?
Then,
right.
That's what he held. That's a big cooler. It's a big, what? Tefillin really doesn't have the same key of checking the way mezuzahs do. Even though it's recommended that, you know, just, you know, first of all, if you didn't get the tefillin in a good place, meikara, maybe they were never good, and chas v'shalom, you don't want to have that situation. But the din of twice in 7 years doesn't apply to tefillin. It only applies to mezuzahs. And Rav Shlomo Zalman has this kula even by mezuzahs. So we end off with a kula. We should, I must say, it's important that you should make sure that the mezuzahs that, you know, you have are put up properly, you know, because people, you know, it's a very important mitzvah. The Torah says, "Bezokah parichas yamim." That's why women have to have mezuzahs also, because women also need arichas yamim, just the way men do. So, we should make sure that the mezuzahs are bought in a proper place, and then are put up in the proper way, following all these halakhas. You can read this article; it's a summary of. Most of the things we discussed plus more.
Should the kids have a bath?
They have to.